Hey, it's me, the T-O-N-Y-T, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Now, I'm a toy collector. I have a lot. Too many toys, really. Action figures, vehicles, playsets, statues, just shelves and shelves and boxes of them. One of the more popular items among collectors over the past few years, and I'm no exception, are the vinyl pop figures by Funko. They've got figures based on TV shows, on movies, on video games, on music groups, on politics, on fast food, even advertising mascots. Basically anything that you can think of. They're somewhat uniform if you've never seen them in their design. Each figure, regardless of the brand, is trademarked by a very tiny body and a big oversized head with minimal facial features. They're great and all, but there's some of the pops that the laws of physics have decided cannot and should not be allowed to stand on their own, especially female figures. With feet even tinier than a usual pop figure, I suppose demonstrating their femininity. Their giant heads, especially with the added weight of sculpted on hair, just don't have enough support to keep them upright. Now, some do come with small figure stands, but even that is sometimes not enough. I will often come into my office and find that one has taken a swan dive off the shelf, occasionally even taking other innocent figures along with them. It reminds me of a passage of scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Paul is talking to the Corinthian church about God's people who have come before them, the ones who received the promises and experienced miracles, yet in spite of all God had done, they found themselves idolaters, living immorally and grumbling, vocal in their ingratitude. Paul says more than once in this passage that he's mentioning them so that we could learn from their example and do better. The danger, it seems, is that when you think you're fine, you're somehow blessed beyond the reach of temptation, you might actually be the most prone to failure. Verse 12, Paul says, "Therefore, let anyone who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall." Just like those Funko Pops, neglecting to invest in a better foundation, intimacy with Christ and the Word, and a failure to keep our tendency to have a big head under control with Christ-like humility, it makes us ripe for a fall too. And that kind of fall can hurt a lot more than just diving off a shelf. So take some time to see how your footing is today. God has a wonderful purpose for your life. He needs you, we need you, to stay standing. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. Share some memes and live your dreams. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.